This is the Wally Show podcast. To hear the live version, check us out each weekday morning through the WayFM app or at our website, wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Way FM, this is the Wally Show, and country star Walker Hayes has this cool song that blew up on TikTok called Fancy Like. You've probably heard it.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that bourbon, so you stay with the Oreo.
But what you might not know is he has another song called Craig, which is this really cool song about his incredible faith journey. And we're going to dive into that in a minute. But we had Walker on, and I had to ask him about how Fancy Like got so big for him.
My daughter and I started doing dances to all the songs I put out. Honestly, four or five of them got a couple thousand views,
you know? Right?
And I was like, "All right, here we go." You know, we'll get going. And then, man, we wrote this song about Applebee. You know, just with my friends, wrote it from the heart. It's a silly song,
I like the song about Applebee's. He really wrote it from the heart. He meant it.
It's about, you know, it's honestly, it's my whole family's favorite restaurant. It's the only restaurant I can say, hey, you guys want to eat at Applebee's, and everybody's happy.
Okay. Because that brings up a point. I'm like, okay, did you write the song because the syllables worked Applebee's. Or,
yeah.
or it could have been anybody, but you have a passion for the bees.
I do. I love the apple to the bees, man. Yeah. And, we just were having fun, wrote that song. It kind of snuck on my album. And one Sunday, my daughter said, hey, Dad, that song needs a dance. And I kid you not, that night, everything in my career changed.
What was your career like before that broke? How would you assess it? Scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, on a career. I mean, honestly, at that moment, my career was getting going, and then I mean, it was like negative numbers,
right?
You know, for a good long while. So we've been up and down, man.
Okay, so your wife, like, was she your ride or die, where it was kind of like, okay, I'm behind you, you keep plugging away at this? Or was she's like, hey, here's an application to Home Depot?
No. My wife, we met in 11th grade. I asked her to move to Nashville when we were 22 or 3 on a complete whim. She just stood right by me.
That's cool, man.
She felt every heartbreak, and she felt every, you know, little bit of excitement we've had.
You know, you talk about your love for your wife and Applebee's. I'm assuming they're kind of
don't
maybe
make me
like
rank
this some
them,
days.
Man. Yeah. We get in trouble.
So things are going great for Walker Hayes with Applebee's, and then he unwittingly kicks up a hornet's nest when he name checked no Olive Garden in his song "Y'all Life."
White limousines to the Olive Garden on prom night. Good times, right?
Yeah, Applebee's not happy, but you know what? He's nobody's lackey. Look at you. You don't put you in a box. Like,
you don't,
like, you're not playing by any fast food rules.
I tell the truth, man. Even if it ruins, you know, future commercial opportunities.
Did you have to go back to the Applebee's people and say, look, I messed up here. You know what? I need that gold card.
Those guys, honestly, they're family. They're so kind to me. But yeah, I did meet with them, and I was like, hey, you know, y'all are going to like this next song, but there's probably one line, you know, you might. And that is one of the, you know, one of their competitors, but it's the truth. You know, growing up in Mobile, I put Olive Garden on a fancier level. I don't, maybe it's not, maybe that's just in
that's
my head,
night.
But like, if, yeah, yeah. Prom night is Olive Garden material. Applebee's is just, you know, football night. You know?
Every day. Yeah. Applebee's is every day. Did Olive Garden at least offer you something?
I just wanted breadsticks. That's all I wanted, but they haven't called.
They're like, yeah, you get free breadsticks, sir. We love you that
sick.
Much. Like, everyone gets
yeah,
that. You know?
I know.
So we're going to have more with Walker Hayes. And if you want to see the whole interview, because I'm telling you, there's some pretty awesome faith stuff as part of his story and how he came to faith, which is chronicled in the song Craig, which we're going to talk about in a minute as well. But you can just text the word Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, Walker, to 91979, and we will gladly send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And this is really cool. Recently, we got a chance to sit down with country star Walker Hayes, and you probably know him from his song Fancy Like.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
which is a great song. But then when you dig deeper into Walker's life, he has this other song called Craig, and it's about how this guy showed him the love of Jesus and ended up bringing him to Christ. And it's a really cool song.
Yeah, I know. It sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still ain't figured out church yet. But Craig, I get.
And what's so even now he can't walk on. Is that Walker wrote this song about Craig before he even decided to give his life to Christ. And we talked to Walker and Craig kind of about the song and how this all went down.
So, you know, Craig had walked, you know, beside us through this dismal, you know, music career. Wasn't going anywhere. I was working at Costco up the street at 4 a.m. I was an alcoholic. I mean, I drank sun up to sun down for about a year solid, you know, and there was a point where we would be riding home from Craig's house with my wife, and I would literally ask her, why do you think these people love us so much? I mean, I could not make him go away. But one thing that kind of infuriated me was that he was a Christian. And that was not how I saw Christian. I had lower expectations for believers based on my past. And then, you know, he gave us the vehicle. Like the song says, he did show up in my son's baseball game with the title and the keys in his hand. We had one car. We were driving everywhere illegally. Like every light we'd pull up, my kids would duck down, you know, so a cop didn't see us all. We didn't have enough seatbelts. And he provided us with this car, and it embarrassed me. It was the bravest thing I think I've ever witnessed someone do. I did not want to accept the vehicle. You would have thought I'd have been glad, you know, but I felt like ashamed. You know, I was like, I've sunk this low. But Craig said something that night. He said, man, somebody did this for me once. Just let me do this for you. And that gave me permission to be weak. And then I could never really thank him face to face in a way that I thought was meaningful enough. And so I began to write this song. And I just want to say I love you. Thank you for the gift of your kindness. Whatever you got, I don't know what it is. But you like the song says, you might actually know some dude named Jesus.
That's pretty cool. That gets me. It gets me. No, Gavin's looking at me like you're crazy. I just like when you see guys who we tend to be, you know, more reserved or hard about things. And when you see your heart break for God, it's kind of a really cool moment, you know.
But I love that they had that moment because, like, it can get guys like you, you know, choked up and see, like, it's okay to have this weak moment.
But what's really cool is the other side of this story is God works on so many different levels. You don't know what else is going on, and what was going on for Craig during this time is fascinating, too.
I was actually in a season where I was really discouraged in ministry, and I was just pouring my heart out to God, crying, and I stopped in the middle of the walkway and just said, Lord, you know I try to encourage other people. I'm so discouraged right now, and I just beg you, I need you to encourage me. Like, is anything I'm doing making a difference in anybody's life?
He's like, I'm going to send you an alcoholic country singer.
Yeah.
It's going to make your life better.
And Wally, that's what's crazy is, you know, that night, Laura and I went on a date night. We were sitting in the parking lot of Chipotle.
Not Applebee's? What is wrong with you?
And I was telling her, you know, how discouraged I was and what I had been praying through that day. And her phone buzzed. And I remember being really kind of irritated that she was checking her phone while I was trying to tell her, you know, my heart and everything. And I was like, who is that, babe? And she said, Walker's wife. Mm-hmm. She said, well, it's got an MP3 on it. It's got a song and it has your name on it.
You're like, let's listen
and
to that.
No.
You know, we'll take a peek at it.
Actually, Wally, I said, let's not do that right now. Laura, she persisted and she played it. And it was, you know, I met Craig at a church called Redeeming Grace. And right then, I'm like, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
Because I know he's an unbeliever. And as he sang that song, I felt God Almighty singing over me through the voice of my best bud, who was an atheist. And the song is all about Jesus. That's what's so amazing mm-hmm. about the song is it's not about Craig. It's not about Walker. And that's our story. Our story mm-hmm. is not about us. It's all about Jesus.
I really want you to see this whole interview. And you can just text the word Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, to 91979. It's pretty powerful and it's pretty cool. And I like that it's outside of the norm of our normal, you know, Christian artist stuff. And I think it's something that you might want to share with other people in your life as well. So text the word Walker to 91979 and we'll send you a link. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Walker Hayes is a country star, and you probably know him from his song Fancy Like.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night.
Which that song gets stuck in your head. It blew up on TikTok. But, you know, and it was inspired by his love for Applebee's. But there's so much more to Walker. And you get a snapshot of his life and his conversion story if you listen to his song Craig, about a guy named Craig who showed him the love of Jesus.
Yeah, I know. It sounds cool, right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still ain't figured out church yet. But Craig, I get it.
Like, Craig met a need for him and gave him a car when he was in need, and that led to Walker accepting Christ. So eventually, Walker goes on to tell Craig that he accepted Christ at, you guessed it, and at, no, not Applebee's, but that would have been so great.
We took Craig and Laura out to Miso, a Japanese
restaurant. Oh, boy, you classy it up.
This is the nicest restaurant we've been to in the whole interview. Yeah, right.
They had, like, actual napkins.
They did. And that,
we needed a card.
And, at that table, I'll never forget it. I mean, I sit there all the time, and I remember I told, I said, Craig, I believe. Mm. And I think, what did you say? You said,
I was like, what do you believe? And he said, all of it. And then I just said, hang on a minute. I need a minute.
Yeah. I need some spring rolls.
Yeah.
Can you pass those?
Dude, I walked back into that bathroom in Miso and I just hit my knees and just worshiped the Lord. And that was one of like the greatest nights of my life.
God uses us to do things. And it started with you being generous and giving him a van. Like, that was the catalyst for that kind of stuff. My best friend is agnostic, which I hope he doesn't see this because I'm going to have to give him a car. And I don't have an extra one. And
does
so,
he need one?
Yeah, you got one,
yeah,
Craig.
What do you
own a car lot?
No.
So, of course, with Walker here, we weren't going to let him get out of here without doing a little paper or plastic with us. And, you know, we just wanted to have a little fun, too. Applebee's or Chili's?
I'm under contract.
Yeah.
I don't know. Chili's never really, like, the food never appealed. I mean, I'll go there and eat, sure. But Applebee's.
I'll hate it, and I'll just be thinking about Applebee's. I'll be cheating on Chili's with Applebee's in my head.
Yes. And it doesn't phrase really fancy like Chili's.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's weird.
Like, yeah, and they tried to have their baby back.
Come
song.
On. Nice Not, try.
Yeah, exactly.
No 808 in that. They wish.
There you go. That's paper or plastic with our good friend Walker Hayes.
I just love this kind of stuff, man. You got somebody that's just living their life doing a normal, well, not a normal, he's a country singer, writer, but not in the Christian world, but is a believer and is on fire for God. And I love seeing that. I love having him on. And I'd really like for you to see his whole story and share it with as many people as you want. And if you want to get the link to it and get to the whole interview, just text the word Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, to 91979. That's Walker to 91979, and we will send you the link.
Uplifting Way FM.
If you're not careful, you might just learn something today.
Hi there. Is there a project you're working on?
I know more than you.
All right.
It's The Wally Show.
If you're guilty of getting one too many tickets for speeding, it may be a thing of the past here soon. The National Transportation Safety Board is asking the government to mandate that all future manufactured cars have installed a dead pedal feature. Now, you might be wondering, what is a dead pedal feature?
Yeah, because in a race car, a dead pedal is a pedal that sits there on the floor that has no function that you put your foot on to brace yourself in the turns.
That's not what this is.
Okay, that's what I thought this might be.
No, this feature would not allow drivers to go past the mandated speed limit. You could try, but when you push the accelerator, the pedal would do nothing, in essence, making it dead.
Oh, wow, no. I mean, like, why even buy, like, a car that is fun to drive at that point? Like, does everyone get a Prius?
Well, This feature would use the GPS system that's already installed in the car, so it would calculate what the speed limit is and how fast you're going. Now, there would be an override button that you could push. It would allow you to speed up for 15 seconds in the case you need to merge or meet the traffic flow.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to speed up to save yourself from a situation.
Right. But after those 15 seconds, your car will automatically go back to the allowed speed.
I know you're not supposed to speed. I get it. But this goes against everything in our American soul. We love cars. We love muscle cars. We like to punch them a little bit and go faster. And I get it. But
now, I might shock you in this. I actually am for
this.
Because I've seen so many videos of people that have hit innocent people. Like they were under the influence, or they were angry and wanted to take it out on someone. And all these innocent lives that were lost because someone didn't take responsibility.
That. But then you've also got drunk driving, and you got a whole lot of other things that probably kill more people every year.
I know that they can't mandate everything. I get that. But I don't think there's any reason why someone should be going 90 on a public highway.
I do understand that. Like, I get you shouldn't be doing 90, 95, 100. I understand that completely. But, like, if the speed limit's 70, 79, you know, there's some gray area.
I honestly don't think this is a bad thing.
Yeah, this is the predecessor to automatic cars, like auto-driving cars. This would be kind of that first step. Before we get to fully autonomous cars, this would be that first step of cars being able to control and then not exceed the speed limit.
Yeah.
And But it's okay. It's fine. Go ahead and do it. Because I know there'll be a million YouTube videos about how to go around it.
Oh, for sure.
And how to disable it and stuff. Yep. So it'll be fine. Go ahead. The government, do what you need to do. We'll work it out.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
Stories for your head and your heart.
You know what the happiest animal on earth is?
It's a goldfish.
You know why?
No.
Got a 10-second memory. Be a goldfish.
It's the Wally Show.
Sadly, when we talk about shootings, we sometimes get them confused because there's too stinking many of these to count. But there's an update on the 8-year-old boy who was shot and paralyzed during the Illinois July 4th parade shooting. His name is Cooper, and the good news for him and his family is that he returned to school this week.
Oh, good.
You know, it's not perfect because he is paralyzed. He's in a wheelchair, but this little kid's a fighter, and he's alive and doing well. So that's first prayer answered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he is going back to school, and his family was super happy because Cooper wheeled himself into his first day of third grade.
Well, bless his heart.
It's interesting how, like, your prayers and your expectations change as life changes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's something that they're grateful that he can actually wheel himself into school because they thought they'd lost him.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, gratefulness, thankfulness. Man, you're just thankful for the little things.
Yeah. His family said he is terribly sad about not getting to run around with his friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at recess, he's heartbroken about not getting to play on the jungle gym and hang upside down from the monkey bars or slide down the slide, swing on the swings, kick the ball. There's a lot of stuff like the kid is realizing, I'm not going to be able to do. And he can't even be there all day. But he sees the things that he can do, and he continues to affirm us that his spirit and his soul and his Cooperness remains.
His Cooperness. Yeah. That's so cute.
He's got Cooperness, and I think we probably all could use a little Cooperness in ourselves for sure. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently, artist Matthew West, you know him from these kind of songs.
Help me now to do the impossible. Forgive me.
got to do something really cool, and that was baptized his oldest daughter, Lulu. Like, I've known Matthew for years, and I remember when Lulu was born, and, you know, you're all excited about that, but then you want to see your kids grow in their faith.
Yeah, especially, too, because it makes you feel like you're doing something right as a dad, as a mom, and, too, I think it's a more of a recent thing where parents have been able to baptize their kids. I know that back in my day, not sound old, but back in my day, it was only the pastor that could do
Absolutely. Like, I kind of like this new modern world, because the whole baptism thing is a symbol, and it's not like the pastor has this, you know, special power that makes that baptism work more than somebody else. Mm-hmm. And like, I love that. Like, my daughter was baptized by her youth pastor, who she really liked. Like, he was a great guy, great influence. And so I was fine with that. I didn't, because it wasn't an option then. Mm-hmm. You know, now it's like, oh, I'd like to do it. But then, no, it's probably not a good idea.
It wouldn't, because you would use it as an opportunity as a comedy bit.
I know, because I'd like put her under, and then I'd be holding her under, and then I'd be like, you know, I'd like to take this minute just to talk to you guys about the seriousness of baptism.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's better. It didn't happen.
Probably so. But so here's a little bit of audio of Matthew baptizing his daughter, Lulu.
The best is yet to come for Lulu West. So, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you. You are dead to sin.
Okay, good. He got all the words in, because that's what makes it not count. You know.
Wait, what?
If you don't say all the words right, then it doesn't count.
Where does it say that in the Bible?
I don't know.
In the Wally version.
Yeah. So he got it right. I'm really happy about that. No, everybody does it differently. Like, we do baptisms in my church with families, and you see people that are really nervous about it, and they're like, I would like to baptize you in the name of the Father.
Well,
and
that's scary.
Cheeto dust. And like they lock up, man, and something, and we're going under.
Well, because you think about it, like, everyone is watching you, and you are in a tub full of water. Yeah. Anything could happen. You could slip and fall.
Yeah.
Any electrocution could happen.
Oh, yeah, that's my microphone.
That's my biggest fear, is watching someone with baptism. I think I've said this before, baptisms put me in a tailspin of anxiety.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I would love to know if anyone has ever had a baptism fail. Like, you started, like, maybe you went to dunk the person and you fell too. You know,
gosh.
It's a 2-for-1 deal. Or, we got a Groupon.
Or you, like, someone filled the baptism too full and you, like, got the whole choir
the
wet.
Overflows. Yeah, I have to believe there are some things that went wrong that, you know, you will make you always remember that moment. So I'd love to hear one if you got one. 855-33-WAY-FM. But congratulations to Matthew West and his daughter Lulu and his family there. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever had or seen a baptism where something kind of failed?
Well, actually, my baptism, I was 13 getting baptized. It was in the middle of winter. They had a little tube underneath the water that was warming up the water. As soon as I get in the water, the bottom of my foot gets burned.
Oh.
So I start shaking, like jumping, and the pastor who was...
She's got the spirit! She's got the spirit! Yes. We haven't even baptized her yet!
Yes! They were like, receive, receive! And in my mind, I'm like, wow, I just got burned. So I just shut my eyes. I'm like, I'm just going to ride with it.
Well, Amanda, I appreciate you being on with us today. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Katie, you're up. Have you ever had a baptism fail?
Very much so. I got re-baptized in a horse trough, and on my way out, I fell and broke my ankle in 3 locations.
No!
Oh, no!
I was out of work for 4 months.
Well, it gave you time to be with the Lord, you know, and work on your relationship.
Exactly.
You got baptized in a horse trough. You're lucky you're not a horse, because you know what happens when the horse breaks its ankle.
Small
We definitely don't want that. But they added rails and everything after it happened.
Oh, great.
It won't happen to anybody else.
Yeah, great. You had to be the test case for this. Oh, man.
Yes.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and next week we are heading into Support Drive Tuesday through Friday, but now until Monday, something is happening that maybe you could be a part of if you choose to, if you were going to support the ministry of Way FM, or you've always been thinking about it. Right now, we have somebody that has put up a $55,000 match. That's huge, man. They put up $55,000, and you don't put up that kind of money to something that you don't believe in, and their hope is to encourage more people to get involved with them and have Way FM have a really good kickoff to this event, because we're not going to have our Florida station in Fort Myers on with us because they're digging out from the hurricane, and like the last thing we want to do is be a burden on them as they're rebuilding their lives.
Yeah, that just doesn't seem right at all.
And so they're going to be excluded from this, which makes it a little bit more difficult. So we've got this opportunity to get a head start on this, which means every dollar you give gets matched dollar for dollar. So if you did a $500 gift, it would instantly become a $1,000 gift. If you did a $1,000 gift, it would instantly become $2,000. If you did a monthly gift, even monthly gifts count.
Yeah.
$30 a month becomes $60 a month, all the way up to $55,000. And I cannot tell you how beneficial and how helpful that is when we're going to start this event at not a really ideal time.
Mm-hmm. So if you've been uplifted by Way FM, you can only imagine, like Wally was saying, those people who have been hit by Hurricane Ian, how much it's impacting their lives as well. So if you want to get involved and help encourage others as well as encourage yourself, you can text GIVE to 91979. We'll send you a link on how you can donate. That's GIVE to 91979.
Yeah, and what we're doing too down there, we did get back on the air there, which is good. And so we're just playing music and stuff and doing some fun things to make them laugh a little bit. And so they're getting a whole separate Way FM for a week while we do support drive. So if you want to help out, boy, it would be so, so cool and so necessary. Again, text the word GIVE to 91979 and we'll send you that link.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This here's the Wally Show. A little good news. Giddy up. Three rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel better because the regular news is a bit of a bummer. Here is how, if you are running for an elected position, you win your next re-election. There was a small town mayor in Georgia named Eddie. He saw an SUV on a set of train tracks and he ended up saving the driver and all three of her kids.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's car stalled out there. He gets the mom out, looks in the back seat. Hey, more kids, potential voters. Let's get them out. Age 1, 3, and 6. He gets the last kid out in true like hero fashion. As the train hits, he ended up with a broken ankle and some stitches in his head. Goodness. But everyone is okay.
That is a true hero.
Yeah, it'd be crazy if she voted for someone else after that.
That's just wrong.
Thank you for saving me. I don't like your politics. But there you go. Good news, giddy up. Gavin, go.
There were 8 skydivers in Florida. They broke a world record by doing a synchronized jump where all of them hold hands in a circle. 8 doesn't actually it doesn't feel like a lot.
That's not a big deal. Normally there's like 90.
But what makes this a record is that they were all over the age of 80 years
old. Really?
And the previous record was 6 people. So you got 8 80-year-old people.
That's great.
Falling down.
I am so curious how many of them landed without their dentures. Because it happens. It happens when you could skydive and you open your mouth for a second.
Yeah, but whose mind goes there? Yours.
Here. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
This is just awesome. There are people in Fort Myers, Florida. They're still helping, you know, clean up with after Hurricane Ian ran through. But a piano that was just abandoned washed up on shore, and they pulled it out. And then this guy who was volunteering, helping his neighbors to clean up, he started playing it,
and it worked?
Yeah, and it was just an awesome time to find hope and goodness in it.
That is really cool. Like, I mean, I could see that as a moment amidst all the heaviness of what you're doing and dealing with, to then have this moment where this piano shows up and you just play something happy. That's cool.
Right. And all around him is devastation.
Yeah.
Like, you just see all of these cars and trees, abandoned stuff. But just to find some goodness in all of that is awesome.
Yeah, that is really cool. Yeah, like, we're doing support drive next week, and we don't have our Fort Myers station in. We're on the air there, but we're sending them a different show for a week. And so we're keeping them out of our support drive just as they clean up, because I think it's important. And I'm really happy that we're doing that, because that's what you need when you're going through this. You just need a little bit, those little sparks of goodness. And we're going to play a ton of music that's going to, you know, keep encouraging them as they go. Hey, if you want to help out with our support drive ahead of time, get us a jump start, you can do that by texting the word GIVE to 91979. We have a $55,000 match that somebody generously put up, because this one's going to maybe put us behind a little bit, not having a whole station on with us. And your gift will be doubled, whatever it is, up to $55,000. So that's kind of cool. And if you want to take advantage of that, we would love it. Text the word GIVE to 91979 and we'll send you a link.
It's today's Music Insider with Gavin.
TMI. TMI, my friends.
Nowadays, people can say that they've been listening to the great Toby Mac. You've been listening to his music for almost 2 decades as a solo career. But what not everyone might know is that he had his start in this kind of... It's not a boy band, right? It was a band called DC Talk.
Yeah, what is wrong with you?
It's a Christian version of a boy band because none of them are playing instruments.
Early on, it had moments of that, but then it went rap rock, okay?
Yeah, sure, right. Okay, yeah. Kind of like their song, Jesus Freak.
Yes. One Direction is not going to do a song like that, okay?
No, you're 100% correct.
Ugh.
And a lot of people have, you know, seen these three men. They were part of DC Talk, and then they went their way. This was Toby Mac, the lead singer of current Newsboys, lead singer Michael Tate, and then also Kevin Max. But they did part their ways.
I just love Gavin doing stories about DC Talk because he has no idea about like the history of DC Talk.
It's not my era.
No, exactly. And DC Talk was the biggest Christian band. It would like in any other rock format, you take the biggest artist and like country, Garth Brooks, and you know who it is. Same thing with DC Talk.
Okay,
they
gotcha.
Were that big. I need to underscore that. They were that big.
Okay? He has a poster in his dorm room.
I still do. I mean, they did a cruise. People have wanted DC Talk to get back together for years, but it's never happened.
Until on an upcoming on an upcoming Toby Mac album, he actually brought all three boys back to in the boy band. They brought them all back together.
Nice.
All adult grown men on a song called Space that's going to be on his upcoming album.
Do they have a synchronized dancing routine?
They haven't released that yet.
There was a magic in all three of them, though. Like, the three together,
which one was the
great.
Bad one?
Kevin Max. No, no. It was Kevin. 1,000,000,000%.
Which one was the sensitive one?
That would be Michael. Yeah, and Toby was the dangerous one. So here's the thing. Like, I have not heard this, and I'm really curious. I'm kind of cautiously optimistic, because can lightning strike twice? Can you create that magic? I don't know.
I don't want to guarantee anything.
Okay.
But this is called Space.
What do we do with this space?
There's a place where Toby raps in here. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say, space, it's the final frontier. Everybody gather around and let me hear your hand.
What? Let me hear your hand?
Yeah.
You know what? Let's leave it to the professionals. Yeah.
I mean, I gotta tell you, okay, as somebody who loved DC Talk, like, when they come back and do something again, you're like, okay, is it going to be like totally new? Is it going to be like they were? I like that. I genuinely like that because it's a modernized version of stuff that's current, but it still sounds like them from back in the day, but not in a... We can't reclaim it. Like when Stryper does new stuff, I love Stryper to death, but like their new stuff, it doesn't land like the old stuff did, and that to me for DC Talk did.
Yeah, because they're all still really successful on like their other metrics,
right.
Like that they're part of. So for them coming back together, it just needed like all of them coming back together. And I thought it was great.
No, that's really, really good. I'm happy to see it. I hope they do more of this. I hope this does well for them and that they do more, maybe even a whole album and a tour, and they can play my birthday party. That's all I ask. So there you go. That's going to do it for your TMI. Thanks, Gavin. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and NFL star Tom Brady, unfortunately, is going through some stuff off the field. He decided to go back and play football. He had retired for, Gavin, how long was it? 24 hours, 36 hours?
40 days was 40 the days. Actual number.
Wow, okay, so kind of like Noah, and then he decided to go back to work and play the game that he loved, but apparently... That caused some frictions, and people are speculating inside of his marriage that this was the final straw for his wife, and she filed for divorce, sadly. And who knows? I mean, you never know the whole story and what's what, and so you don't want to make judgments on that. But I could see this if it was a big sticking point for her, and she felt disrespected, or like this was his love and things at home, they were going to move forward finally and, you know, live their lives comfortably.
Yeah, like if his priorities changed. Maybe she didn't feel like he was making her and right. their children a priority.
And that's a big thing for a lot of women, too. Guys find a lot of fulfillment or purpose in work, and women find it in, you know, family and in connection. And when those two worlds don't coincide, it can be problematic. So I am curious, though, like, you know, because I read this headline, it's the last straw for Giselle. And then I'm wondering, like, have you ever had that moment where you were at a last straw with somebody? Somebody in your life, like, you would give chance after chance after chance, time after time after time, and you're like, that's it. My last straw. I'm done. You know, and then God. Like, something happened. Something changed. God changed you. God changed them. And all of a sudden, what went from being a last straw was kind of a new beginning, you know, and you were able to save whatever it was, whatever the relationship. It could be, you know, husband, wife, could be friends, family, you know, whatever it is. I'm just curious. You were at that place where you were done, but God. Now, that's what he does. Like, you know, there are those moments. Now, not every relationship can be saved, obviously, but when it does happen, I think it's pretty powerful, and you might give somebody that's at their wits' end, at their last straw right now with somebody, hope to just hang on a little longer, you know? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We love having you on the show, and that's how you can be on with us right now and talk about your last straw, but God. So has that ever happened for you, Tiffany?
Oh, yeah. So many years ago, my husband started a business with one of his best friends. And I always say you got to be really careful working with family and friends.
For sure.
But what ended up happening was over time, his business partner really just changed. Let's just say that. He just changed. And it got to the point where my husband, it's like almost like the business was consuming him, but he never wanted to let it go, you know, because that was his baby. Changed him. And I just felt like it was just sucking everything out of him and out of our marriage. And I was just at the point where I was like, look, if you continue in this business relationship, I don't know that we're going to be together in 5 years. I love you, but I can't do this. And I understand success and everything, but it just changes you sometimes. And so I just continued to pray and that God would open my husband's eyes and, you know, let him see and open the doors and opportunities. And finally, he just got to that point. It took a while, sure. But he got to that point. And now he's working for another company. They absolutely adore him. He's making more money. He actually gets home sometimes before I do, but it's completely different.
The big question is, when he gets home before you, is the house picked up and is dinner waiting?
Oh, no.
That's funny. But
yeah,
you know what? It's good to see that you hung in there and you stayed with him and, you know, prayed for him.
The thing is, though, is that we've got to remember is that our job is not to change people. Our job is to pray for people. And it's God's job to change them, not ours.
Was there a last straw moment with someone in your life that you thought it was all done, but God kind of showed up and turned it around?
Yes. In 2004, my husband lost his father, and he started drinking heavily. For almost 2 years, he was just drinking and being mean to me, my kids. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed, and he wasn't changing. My last straw, I was just like, I'm leaving. And I remember that Friday, I received something in the mail and I opened it and it was these tickets to go to this Christian getaway for couples. And I was angry at first when I saw them. I wanted to tear them up and I was like, I've been praying for 2 years and now that I'm leaving, I get these.
Yeah, here's your answer. Yeah. Staring you in the face and you're like, God, why have you given me this? That's so great. I get it though.
I'm leaving. But, you know, I talked to my husband. I showed him to him and he's like, yes, I want one more chance. And so we went to this retreat and it was awesome. And in December, it'll be our 30th anniversary.
Nice. That's amazing.
It was hard work, but it was worth it.
Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there. And like, you got to watch it, you know? And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama. Yes. And PureFlix originals. Like, I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to 91979 to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Attention, please.
Uplifting Way FM.
Celebrities are just like you and me, except, of course, for the Mansions, Tigers, and Sequins.
It's The Rock Report with Betty Rock.
All of us here would say we're a fan of someone. Wally, Gavin, if you had to say who that would is, who would you say?
I think that for me, Guy Fieri.
Say it. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
were you going to say Wally?
I thought you were going to say me.
No.
Because I was going to say you. Guy Fieri's your, like... Like
he's probably my wife and I watch like all of his Triple G, a bunch of stuff he's doing, and he always seems happy. He's always trying to help give a leg up to like, you know, restaurants that do really good work. So
that's cool.
We love him.
Wally, what would you say?
I probably
me.
No.
3, 2, 1.
Striper. Michael Sweet.
Okay. Well, what?
Like somebody I would stalk. Yes.
Oh wow. Okay, that went somewhere.
That's a metric.
So one woman, Mary Allen Gallant, she puts us all to shame, except for Wally, with her obsession for country star Alan Jackson. You know him from these hits.
Yeah, with Danny Under on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water. Yeah.
He's been on a couple TV shows and stuff too. Like, I just like Alan Jackson.
Yeah, and I love this other one too.
She's gone country.
Yes.
Look at them boots.
She's gone country.
Anyways, Marianne has been such a huge fan of Jackson that she actually got his face tattooed on her shoulder.
Wow. Risky.
Yes, and when she was battling cancer, her daughter claims that Marianne drug her Alan Jackson cardboard cutout around to every hospital room she awesome. Attended.
You know what? When you're going through something like that, good.
Whatever
helps
works.
You get through.
Yep. Sadly, Marianne lost her battle to cancer.
Oh, come
but
on.
Before she passed, she asked that her daughter take her ashes to Nashville and have them scattered at Alan Jackson's home.
You know what? That is kind of cool. Like, if you're that big of a fan and, like, him being like, yeah, come on, let's do this. Let's celebrate her life. That's amazing.
That's the thing. He didn't say, yeah, come on, let's do this. He actually hasn't given his permission.
No.
Because
what's
her
plan?
He doesn't know about it.
Well, what's she going to do? Ring the doorbell, drop the ashes, and run?
She says that she doesn't have the country star's approval, but she's hoping to either scatter the ashes either by helicopter.
Oh my gosh! No!
Walk up and just throw them over Jackson's private fence. Or, if all else fails, drive by his place and throw the ashes out the window.
I have a feeling that's going to be the one, because the helicopter is going to be expensive. You want to make sure they get scattered, and so you can't do that like just chucking it over. So I have a feeling it will be a drive-by... ashing, scattering, like, oh
the
my goodness.
The drive-by ashing.
Yeah, oh, wow. I did, you know, I'm curious. She has to have tried to get a hold of him.
Yeah,
I could see,
you
I
would
could,
think.
I could see maybe if you hit him on the right day, like, ah, oh, come on, way down yonder here on the Chattahoochee.
If you had a fan that was, was a big time,
yeah.
One of your biggest fans, and they said they wanted their ashes poured on your front lawn.
Yeah.
Would you say okay?
Yeah, I would do that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because it's just ashes. Like, and if it meant something to them, it'd be cool. And then I'd collect all the ashes up and go make a diamond out of it.
What?
Yeah, you can do that.
Now that is creepy.
Yeah, I'm going to get a little something out of it for my time, for my trouble.
Creepy.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and it is time now for Boys versus Girl, where Gavin and I will take on Betty Rock in a battle of wits here. And you want to be listening and paying attention, because if your gender wins, you'll get to call and win a prize and get some questions based on our questions. And so Betty, though, to make it fair, gets to choose who she wants to take on for each question. So I'll give her the first question, you make your decision. Betty Rock, how many elements are on the periodic table?
I'm going to go with you, Wally, because you've been longer out of high school.
You know what? That's a good point. Definitely. And I remember it. I'm picturing it in my head now.
I saw it every day in science class.
And you're like, okay, there's like five rows. It's got to be 10 across, you know? So,
okay. I've got a number in my head.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go first.
No, you go first.
109.
Oh, I said 72.
Oh, Gavin looks shocked. Gavin, you think I'm good?
I think you're going to be right.
You think I'm right?
Not on the money, but I think you were really close.
All right, the answer is 118.
Oh, wow. You just got lucky.
Yes.
So much smarter.
All right, so that's one question. Boys rule, boys rule. Okay, next question. Betty Rock, more in your wheelhouse then. When was country music born? I guess we'll be looking for a year. When was country music?
I'll go with Gavin because he knows nothing about country music.
I know 5 years back to now.
Bro country
is country.
Okay, no,
so country. Gene Autry, we're thinking way back, you know. So okay, give me a year. Closest to without going over.
1837.
Wow.
What did you say?
I still went in the 1800s because I believe that it's going to be older than that.
Really?
1859?
Really?
What?
Both of you went, I would have figured 1937.
Well, music was still...
No, because banjos were around.
I'm going to be really surprised if it's in the 18th.
Maybe not recording, but...
Oh, yeah. Well, you said 19 what?
I said 1859. You said...
1837.
Gavin wins.
Oh,
yeah,
what was
nicely done. 1920.
No,
it's the 1900s.
Really?
Yeah,
someone did pick up a banjo before that. They had to.
But it wasn't considered country music until then. So that's 2 points for the boys. All right, Betty Rock, you got to get this one right on the money.
Okay.
According to the 1985 Guinness Book of World Records, what is the most anyone has ever lifted? Like, I guess the most weight. I have the exact same question you do, so I don't know. Most anyone has ever lifted.
I'll go with Wally because Gavin goes to the gym.
He's been working out. Yep. He kind of might have an idea. Okay, so get your answer down, Betty Rock. I've got mine.
They could be talking squats.
I don't know.
Bench press.
Okay, what'd you say?
I don't know. 1,000?
That seems like a lot, but you never know. I said 611. But 1,000 seems like a high number. All right, so here we go. This can't be right.
What is it?
It is 1,000 pounds.
No, it's not.
It is not that. But it's 6,270.
Holy cow.
To lift that?
I have no idea how they did
That's
that.
That's insane.
Yeah, so you got 1 point, but not on the money. So that means boys win today. So Betty Rock will get a question together, and she will ask you a question. If you were a guy, only guys can call. And if you get her question right, you will win a prize. 855-33-WAY-FM. If you're a male, 855-33-WAY-FM. You can play this game.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting WAY-FM. This is The Wally Show. Forrest, thank you for joining us for Boys versus Girls. And the reason you are calling is because you are a man and the guys beat Betty today. And so only guys can call. So we're hoping for big things here.
Yes.
Yes. Don't be dumb, Forrest, dumb.
I'll try my best, my level best. That's all I can do.
All right. So Betty Rock is going to ask you the question. She's going to try to make it hard on you, but I think you can do this. Did you listen carefully?
Betty Rock, bring it on.
Wally mentioned a country artist, an actual country artist, when we were talking about when country music started. What artist did he mention?
Oh boy, short-term memory. What country artist did he mention? He must have mentioned the one and only Johnny Cash.
He did not! what? Oh. He said what? Gene Autry. Forrest, you
or
ruined
Gene
it.
Autry, you know, they're both good.
It doesn't matter. Oh. That's not who he mentioned. Oh. Oh, Wally, boys are dumb.
But what you don't know is I said Gene Autry by mistake because I was thinking Johnny Cash. Forrest read my mind, and therefore he wins. Nicely done, Forrest. He should actually get two prizes for reading a mind.
Wow. Forrest, what am I thinking right now?
You're thinking of a purple elephant flying and eating peanuts.
That's crazy.
Oh,
he got
my gosh.
It.
Did
he's get really it? Good at this.
People, please.
Uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show. And People Please is reserved for those things that happen in life where you're like, oh, seriously, man, are we really doing this? Oh, I guess we are. Like, for example, Betty Rock, you walk into a restaurant. Beau is taking you to a nice place. And
not
so,
the Waffle House.
Not the Waffle House, no, no. Siree, ma'am. But like a nice place. What do you see in this restaurant that you go, this is class?
Cloth paper towels.
Oh, oh. Like in the restroom?
No, no, like at the table.
Well, that's napkins.
Whatever.
Cloth paper towels.
She's talking about like not paper ones.
Yeah.
Like you find it like a
you
McDonald's.
Know,
yeah, cloth napkins.
That you wipe your mouth with.
Yeah, that somebody puts them over your lap too, like when you sit down.
Oh, that's extra fancy.
Yeah, that is really nice. Gavin?
There was a place I went to in Chicago that had a bathroom attendant.
Yeah, and that's annoying, but yeah.
It's weird. It doesn't make any sense.
It's weird every day.
For some reason, the uppity, schnobby people like their bathroom
not
attendants.
Not me. I've had a horrible job. I can't even fathom that job.
I can't imagine.
And then, are you going to tip me?
Nah.
No. What did you do? What was your part in what I just did? I kind of did all the work. If anyone should be getting tipped, it's me. There is a new fancy schmancy restaurant that is hiring a grape feeder.
Ooh.
A person to walk around and feed people grapes at their tables.
A fine dining establishment.
I mean, yeah, you'd think so. They're looking for somebody that is fluent in Greek and Latin because I guess it's Greek and Italian cuisine. You have to have really nice hands, but they will give you manicures.
Hey.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were looking for your sign that I think COVID's over, this is it.
Oh, for sure.
Feeding people grapes like the Epicureans did back in the day.
Like, who thought we could get here again?
Yeah, yay. You know what? If this is a sign of that, then I'm all for it all of a sudden.
Oh, I hate goodbyes, but there's still more fun to be found through our YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. Don't forget to join our exclusive Potty Facebook group. You can find the link in the description of this podcast. And thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.